I'm Brian Giffen, and this is the Final Word Podcast. As a program that started in 2015 with a 6-5 winning record, an improvement to 8-3 with a chance to play for a share of the Big South title in 2016, the 2017 Kennesaw State Owls had their sights set on loftier heights and to establish themselves as an elite FCS program. The season started on a down note as the Owls dropped a mistake-prone, weather-marred game at Samford to start 0-1. Then they promptly took all of us on a 13-week thrill ride that wouldn't end until December in the national quarterfinals. On this Final Word podcast, we take a listen back to some of the great moments from Kennesaw State's historic 2017 season. Jake McKenzie is in there to run the short yardage again like he did in the first quarter. And McKenzie going to follow his blockers into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Jake McKenzie from 2 yards away. And the Owls finally have drawn first blood here. Sumter comes to the left. Harper goes to the right.
I'm taking a shot right here, Brian.
Burks under center. Deep back Jake McKenzie. Pitch to McKenzie. He's going to throw the ball. Got a man wide open out of the backfield. Reed, and he's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown T.J. Reed from 27. And the Owls are right back in the game. Chandler sends shivers in motion left. Pitch Trey trying to go to the left side. Does. Knifes into the open. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Trey Shivers from 29 yards away. And it's a 9-0 ball game. Horton goes wide to the left. And now they're going to try to fade toward the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted. It was Dorian Walker who picked it off. And that should do it, or it will do it. Burks under center, Sumter left, Harper right. Shivers and Shaq Terry are the backs here. In motion starts Terry to the right. Pitch Terry coming to the right. First down and more. Knifes into the open. Gets it to the 10. Slips a tackle and takes it to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Shaq Terry from 25 yards away. And it's 13-7. Jones takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. Down he goes. Ball comes loose at the end of the play. There's a scrum and a scramble. And guess who? Bryson Armstrong again. And it's all the way back at the 46-yard line. Starting in motion, Shaq Terry. Back to throw Burks. Going to feather this down the field. Got Shivers wide open. And Trey takes it to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Trey Shivers. 26 yards away. Third down and goal. Ball just short of the goal line. Under center is Burks. Chandler takes the snap. Takes it off to the left and into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Chandler Burks with 16 seconds left. And the Owls have regained the lead. Cuevas approaches, kick is in the air. Going to carry to Shaq Terry. Fields at the 3 on the far hash. To the 5, to the 10, 15, 20. Cuts up field. 25, 30 into the open 40. Midfield. 45, 40. 35, 30. All the way to the 15 and cuts it back inside and takes it to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Shaq Terry. Wow. Jefferson and Kidsey to the left. And here is Delira going down. McKenzie Billingsley got there almost as quickly as the shotgun snap did and sacks him back at the 11-yard line. Owls trying to make it a two-score lead here with Sumter to the left, Harper to the right. Be back is McKenzie, Terry and Holland to the A's. And the option starts far side. Burks keeping, now pitching Terry, coming right side. He's to the 15, cuts it at the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Touchdown Shaq Terry! Near side of the field from 26 yards out and it's 20-7 Kennesaw State. Harper to the right, Sumter to the left. They love to throw that fade to Sumter right here. Dropping to throw Burks is going to fade it. Sumter trying to outleap a man. Does one-handed. Touchdown. Touchdown, Justin Sumter.
Wow.
My goodness. How in the world did he come down with that? Spider-Man. A 4-yard touchdown on as impressive a catch as you'll ever see. Burks under center. First down at the 7. Give McKenzie off to the left, and he slashes down inside the 5. Gets it to about the 3, and that should do it. Clock winding towards 0. And it wasn't pretty, Agnes, but Kennesaw State improves to 6-1 and does so with a program record 6th consecutive win, 2-0 in the conference for the first time as they beat Gardner-Webb 17-3. Burks in the gun. He'll take the snap and drop to throw. Airs it far side. Got McKenzie out of the backfield, plowing ahead and takes it to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Jake McKenzie from 17 yards out, and it's 13-0 Kennesaw State. Now showing blitz and now dropping to throw is Cheek. Trying to step up, floats it toward the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone. Dorian Walker And the Owls will get him off the field, keep him off the scoreboard, and boy, they continue to create turnover. 3:13 left to go. Fourth down here. Owls need the 35. Sumter left, Reed in a slot to the left, Harper to the right, Holland in a slot to the right side. McKenzie in the backfield with Burks, who will be forced to go shotgun. Three-man front for Montana State. Burks takes the snap and drops to throw. Flips it out of the backfield, caught by Holland, turns it upfield, first down, and takes it to the 28-yard line. Three receivers to the left, Jabari Johnson to the right. Lassane in the backfield, and after a low snap, Murray guns it near side, intercepted, Taylor Henkel at the 32-yard line. Biggest play of the game, and the defense comes up huge. Naylor to the right, Sumter in tight, but a line to the left. B-back is Rex Steiner. The A's are Reed and Shivers with Trey in motion left. Give Rex Steiner, breaks into the open right side, gets to the edge, 15, 10, down the sideline, touchdown. Third down and six, here's Johnson. After a play fake, Johnson's hit from the backside. Ball is free on the ground, and the Owls will fall on it. Out near midfield as Johnson was leveled, gets up, favoring the right arm and limping. The Charleston Southern Buccaneers have come in here and have basically absorbed a butt whooping. It was Peyton Moore who laid the wood to him from the backside. The Owls have flat out beat up the Buccaneers today, and they've been waiting for this for a long time.
For a long time, Brian. Peyton Moore, wow. Another turnover for the Owls.
Heavy pressure coming, Bahar rolling out, and Bahar's going to be tripped up and sacked. Ball comes loose at the end of the play, and I think the Owls got it. Down around the 12-yard line. They did. Bryson Armstrong, and it was Big Z who fell on the ball. And the Owls about to put it away.
You see Chandler Burks now trying to distract head coach Brian Bohannon.
Let's talk about, there's 33 seconds left, son. There's nothing to talk about.
You know coach is
going to. Here we go.
Here we go. Get them all.
And there it is.
All right.
Coach Bohannon.
Well, all right.
Doused by the Gatorade bucket. 13 seconds, one snap. Separates the Owls from celebrating a championship. Bahar going to hand it off. Pete Guerrero, they will not stop it. And the Kennesaw State Owls are indeed the 2017 Big South champions. They take the automatic qualifier into the FCS playoffs. Go the Owls. Final score, Owls 52, Monmouth 21. Might be the place for the fade, too. In motion starts Terry Wright. Here is the fade, far side, Sumter leaping. Got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Justin Sumter! Second time he's victimized Harvey, who had some help that time. Didn't matter. Hodges in the gun. First and 10 right at the midfield stripe. Hodges guns it near side. Intercepted by Rawls, and he's gone! 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown to Kebron Rawls! Threw it right to it. 12 consecutive games, the Owls have picked off a pass, and this one could be the biggest of them all. Chandler Burks takes a knee, and the clock is going to wind down to zero. Kennesaw State makes the playoffs for the first time. Kennesaw State wins in the playoffs for the first time as they beat Samford, the only team they lost to the entire year, 28-17. The win streak is 11. The Owls are a yard or so short of the first down. They're going to leave the offense out there. They bunch everybody in tight. Burks up under center. They need the 8-yard line. Chandler going to take the snap. Give it off to Holland. He's into the open. He's all the way to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Darnell Holland. 9 yards out, and the Owls have taken their first lead of the game. A statement drive. This whole place is shocked, but one column of black and gold over there. Third down and 15 from the 45. Horn in the gun. Horn takes the snap and drops to throw. Horn under pressure. Horn's going to be sacked back at the 48-yard line. Busy Sam buried him at the 49-yard line, and it's fourth down and forever. Jacksonville State's season is on the line here. John Gross and Brian Bohannon exchanging pleasantries in the middle of the field, and Kennesaw State will advance to the third round of the FCS playoffs in only their third season. This great ride will live another week. The Owls have won 12 consecutive games and have knocked off Jacksonville State 17-7. What a game. What a week. What a season. What a team. But anybody who didn't believe around FCS football and the Owls before, today's the wake-up call. Owls to the line, third down and three, likely two-down territory. 15 minutes left to go in the game, trailing 27-13. Beback McKenzie back in there. Walker right, Sumter left. They motion McKenzie, and the give is to Terry to the right. He knifes into the open far side all the way to the 30, 20, 15, 10, and out of bounds around the five-yard line. A misdirection to the right. They showed an option look to the left. They gave it to Terry on kind of a counter two and a 50-yard run for Shaq Terry. And here's Burks after a fake dropping to throw. Floats it out of the backfield. Reed far side, 15, 10, 5, touchdown T.J. Reed. Touchdown T.J. Reed from 23 yards away, and with 7:21 to go, we're an extra point away from a one-score game again. Briscoe dropping to throw, guns it down the field, intercepted by the Owls at the 41-yard line. Dustin Claybo, 14 games in a row with a pick, bust out the plank, and the Owls have it at the 41.
The Owls would turn it over on downs at the Sam Houston State 15-yard line, just that far from tying the game or taking the lead, and the ride would end. But the Owls cemented themselves as a legit contender on the national stage in FCS football, and with a core of veteran, experienced players, along with a stockpile of young talent, the Owls will be heavy favorites to repeat as Big South champions and will likely enter 2018 with a top 10 ranking. As great as 2017 was, the best is indeed yet to come. I'm Brian Giffen, and this has been the Final Word Podcast.